It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Actually, a change of plan this evening. We've got Sandra Coney on the line, environmental activist and also on the board of the Waitakere Local Board. Are you there, Sandra?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Now, Rita has actually teed up this conversation. She alerted us to the fact there are some changes afoot. The Auckland Council is planning some changes to the parks management strategy. What is this and what do the changes mean?
The Regional Parks Management Plan is the document that governs and manages the 28 regional parks and that are spread right through the Auckland region. There are 40,000 hectares of parkland, 28 parks, 220 kilometres of coastline, and it's such kind of loved places as the Waitakere Ranges, Murawai, Tawharanui, Wenderholme. These, over the years, have been purchased by ratepayers of Auckland and they are a big network that is on both coasts, and there are some towards the city like Long Bay and Ambury Park. Mm-hmm. The importance of the parks are all very large scale. Some of them are completely forested, like Waitakere Ranges and mainly Hunua's, and then other ones have got some farming on them. They have been run in a very distinctive way in the past and by a ranger service. And to preserve the sort of landscapes of Auckland, the cultural values, there's some really important par sites and iwi, important places to iwi. But I guess the main thing about them is they've been kept very natural, and so some of them are like wildernesses. Other ones, as I say, are farmed, but the recreation that people can do in them is informal. It's not like your sports fields or anything built up. They're really for people to just get out in the open space and enjoy the beaches, enjoy the forest. So the previous plan was done when the parks were held by the Auckland Regional Council. So in 2010, with the amalgamation of Auckland, they went into the Auckland Council, and this is the first time Auckland Council has developed a plan for the network of regional parks. So people are looking at it very carefully to see that it actually preserves the sort of wilderness values and the informal values that have been loved about the regional parks. One of the things that's really concerned people is that quite a number of areas that were previously called a Class 1 park, which means very much a wilderness park, have been called 1B. They've been given the designation 1B. And they're kind of almost like a tick box.
Oh, are you there, Sandra?
Structured and kind of quite... might be telling them what they're looking at. And the car parks might be sealed. They would have picnic tables and toilets. And it's all just a little bit domesticated and as if the wilderness values are, it's one aspect of it that people are quite concerned about.
Are you there, Sandra? It sounds like are you on a mobile at the moment? It might be pressing up against the keypad might be pressing up against your face. Some of the buttons might be being held down or something. Something strange was going on there. I was getting a lot of dial tone. You there?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, okay, sorry. All right, you're saying that some of the designations might be changed for the parks, so potentially, is it safe to say their intention might be to upgrade the facilities but potentially losing some of the natural character of the parks?
Yes, I think there's a real fear that some of the sort of wildness of the parks, the informal nature of the parks, the fact that the natural environment dominates, could be lost.
For me, from a personal experience, I've been lucky enough to spend a bit of time up near Tawharanui over, I don't know, the last 10 years, and it's been interesting to see the changes that have taken place up there. Obviously, the beach is still the same, but with the road getting sealed out to the park and the council actively promoting the area, which is wonderful because all Aucklanders should be able to enjoy it, but the volume, the sheer volume of people heading out there, I can see that it is becoming increasingly difficult for the park ranger to manage stuff like the rubbish and the volume of people in the area. So, I mean, would this be the sort of park that the council would be looking to upgrade or, you know, change by putting more picnic tables in and sealing the car park and that sort of jazz?
Well, in the draft plan, Tawharanui is made a 1B park. So that would mean, you know, greater development of the arrival areas and the facilities there. One of the other things that people are concerned about the new plan is that you just mentioned the rangers.
Yes.
And the ranger service is a unique part of the regional parks. All the other parks in Auckland, mostly the work is contracted out, and so you get a passing parade of people coming and running them, whereas with regional parks, you have your ranger service, their people, a dedicated uniform service of people that are kind of making it their career to look after parks, and they tend to stay in individual parks for some time, so they love that park and they know it backwards.
Yes.
And one of the things that we are hoping people will make through their submissions is to say it's really important that that ranger service stays.
Yes.
It's not spelled out very strongly in the new plan, but it's really important we hang on to that service. But it is an anomaly in Auckland Council, and therefore I would say under a bit of risk that they may just want to amalgamate the running of the regional parks into how they run all the other parks.
Well, I mean, I'm with you on having a dedicated ranger service for these parks. But just going back to the changes that are proposed for improving facilities at parks, which are seeing more traffic and more visitors, what ideally should people be submitting to council in order to manage increased visitor numbers to some of these relatively pristine areas of Auckland?
You're saying what other alternatives are there?
Yeah, what are the alternatives? Tawharanui is obviously the example I'm using here because I've got first-hand experience and you're seeing more people out there, and we want more people to be able to enjoy it, but what do we do to manage that flow of people?
One of the things we...
Oh, I just lost you again there for a second. Hello, Sandra. You there? Maybe you've muted your phone. Oh. Hello. You're tuned to BFM. I'm talking to Sandra Coney from the Waitakere local board, and I appear to be having some phone problems. So let's play a little tune and we'll come back. If you have anything to say on this, 5395 is the number to text in. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us, and we'll try and pick this conversation up in about 3 minutes. We'll play this Carl Stephen.
At the tone, record your message.
The fire rings at night, illuminating. is for you. It's your phone.
We're going to fade this down. I've managed to get Sandra back on the line. Adam Piha. So perhaps there's something to do with the wobbly old phone line. Now, where were we? I was just curious. So we're talking changes to the Auckland Park Management Strategy, which is currently before council and people can make submissions on it at present?
Yes, people can go on to the Auckland Council website. Mm-hmm. And there's a have your say survey form which they could fill in, or you can make a submission and send it, and they'd find the address to send it to there.
Mm-hmm. We've had a text in while we've been chatting, someone saying there's not enough rubbish bins in every park! But I feel like if you are taking rubbish into a park, you take it out with you. Don't rely on the council for
regional parks, the policy has been pack in, pack out, and it's been like that for decades. Mm-hmm. So there are no rubbish bins in regional parks. Yes, you are expected to take it all away with you.
Yes, which I think a lot of people need a reminder about sometimes.
Yes, true.
Okay, so we've ticked off the fact that there is a bit of vagueness around some potential upgrades to some national parks.
Yeah, and just Some of the other things that they discuss in a section called demand management tools would be a complete anathema to New Zealanders. Like, they're talking about things like charging fees, obtaining a permit to walk at a certain time, having tracks where people only walk one way. So these are some of the things that are being floated and the sort of things that people might have a view about.
Yes.
You know, yes, you're quite right when we were talking before about we do need to make sure places don't get overcrowded. And I talked about the fact that there are a heap of parks, right, regional parks right through the region, and some of which are quite underused but are really seriously beautiful places to visit. I've been to all of them myself, and, you know, there were ones like Awhetu down on the south head of the Manukau Harbour, which doesn't get a lot of visitors, but it's got beautiful beaches, beautiful walks, wonderful views over the Manukau Harbour, a view that you don't normally see. So there are other places to go.
I have a friend who lives out there, and it is, it's, you know, it's still rather rugged and incredibly beautiful. And yes, you're right, it doesn't see a lot of people, because I don't know whether it's just a lot of people don't know about it or don't think to go there. But yes, that's an incredible part of Auckland.
Yeah, I mean, just the regional parks are found right along the coast and in every corner of the region. So, people could set themselves the job of going to every single one of them and going for a walk, and they would see Auckland with new eyes through the regional parks, because a lot, they're quite different, a lot of them, different sorts of beaches. I don't know whether there's one called Tawhito Kino down on the Thames coast where you actually have to walk in. You can't take your car in. You have to park your car quite a way, and it's quite a walk in. But when you get there, it's just an exquisite white sandy beach with beautiful pahutukawas lining it all. So, you know, and you can be there, and you can be the only people or a few people. You know, that's one of the beauties of being able to escape from city life at these parks.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of that beach again?
Just for... Tawhito Kino.
Okay, all right, I'll write that down. Okay, so I mean, what else is proposed in the changes to the parks management that we need to know
about?
Well,
one of the things, I mean, a lot of things are sort of floated rather than said definitely.
Yes.
And one of the things that's really important is that all the parks stay in public ownership, owned by the people of Auckland and governed by the people of Auckland and run by the council directly, so that there is accountability about it. And also to keep the whole network of 28 parks together, because there are both economies of scale in doing that and how they run, but also you can do things like move the rangers around to where there might be particular pressure at a particular time. But also they all have a sort of a common branding, even though that they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
So right at the beginning when we went into Auckland Council, there was quite a push from some of the local boards to want to take over some of the parks and break up the network. And it's really important that that public ownership of all the parks as a network remains. And there are various suggestions right through the document that people are quite anxious about, and there's already been a bit of publicity about concerns about some of the parks on the Hauraki Gulf Coast going into the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park at the same time as the Hauraki Gulf Forum, which is the sort of body with some jurisdiction over that park, is talking about making quite significant changes about how it's governed. So it's important that we emphasise that we want all the parks to stay together under Auckland Council, and with Auckland Council running them, because that enables the people of Auckland to elect the people that run them. And they've got a direct relationship. The decision-making about the parks stays with the Auckland Council.
Well, I mean, what would be the concern about them going into the Hauraki Marine Parks?
Well, it depends what happens with the changes that are being talked about, and I understand there was a meeting today looking at changes to both the functions of the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park and who governs it. So there's just a bit of a big question mark over there.
Okay. All right. Okay, so if people want to take a look at what's been put up and they want to have their say, where should they head, Sandra?
They should head to the Auckland Council website.
Okay.
And there's a sort of section called Have Your Say, but even if they put in Regional Park Management Plan, it'll come up.
Yes.
And the people will find the actual document,
mm-hmm.
which is, I've just got it in front of me here, and it's hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Yes.
That's why it's a bit intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But people can just comment on one part of it.
Yeah,
or one.
Totally.
It's in two books, and the first part is the sort of generic policies that apply to all the parks, but the second part is park by park. So if people have got one of the regional parks near them, they should check in and just have a look and see what the policies are saying will be happening in the future for that park, because it might just be that they want to say something about that park.
Okay, fantastic.
And there might be something surprising in there that they don't like.
Mm-hmm. I've just had one more text in, which is a kind of off topic, but I guess it's Piha related. Someone's saying, why no skate park out in Piha?
Well, you wouldn't get a skate park in a regional park, that's for sure. It's not the sort of thing that happens in regional parks. The people of Piha actually said they were going to design and fund the skate park, so the question should be directed at the people who said they were going to do that, not the council or not me.
Okay. All right. Hey, Sandra, thank you very much for having a chat to us this evening. Or anyone that's interested in this, get involved, go head along to the Auckland Council website and have your say. And as Sandra said, it doesn't have to be in commenting on the whole document. It can just be the one thing that you have the most concern about. Right.
Or it could be what you really, really want to see stay about your park. If there's something that, you know, like the ranger service or something that you really love about the parks near you that you really value, you know, you put that in. Make mm-hmm. sure you say the good and the things that you're worried about as well.
For sure. All right, Sandra, thank you for chatting to us this evening.
Okay, sorry about the bad line out
no
here.
No problem. All right, cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.